Wicked is arguably one of the most iconic Broadway musicals in history. It took the characters from The Wizard of Oz and painted them in a way never seen before, adding so much great depth to the Wicked Witch of the West and the Good Witch of the North, and letting us see behind the curtain of the Land of Oz. So when it was announced there would be a movie, there was a bunch of excitement. But as more details have come out very recently, Wicked might be on an unfortunate trajectory. But hopefully it isn't, but there's been some very worrying signs. You see, the story of Wicked is unique because it took an irredeemable villain and presented the idea that she may not be as much of a villain as initially portrayed, something we can't say about the creators and actors set to play in the upcoming movie. Back in 2010, when rumors started floating around that Universal would be adapting it into a musical, people weren't really sure what to make of it. As the film kept getting delayed because of the lack of a real good script and the awful adaptation of Cats taking precedence, people became less and less confident that it was ever going to be turned into a film, let alone a good one, considering how truly awful the Cats adaptation was. So many people just forgot the idea and chose to enjoy the Broadway musical. But that wasn't until 2021, when it was announced that there was actually going to be a film. Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo would be the lead cast in the movie. With such strong singers on board, tentative excitement began to build, but fans were still unsure after the disaster that had been the Cats adaptation, but appreciated that the casting director had made sure to select people who could actually sing, thus preventing a repeat of the Mean Girls musical, where it seemed like the leading actress was picked for her popularity rather than her voice. However, once the trailer dropped and people got a taste of what the film would look like, Wicked fans were really excited to see what would come of this. It appeared to honor the original production in terms of design and overall feel, and it could very well be a great movie, and people recently have been very excited for the release date. But unfortunately, the same issues that seem to repeat time and time again in movies like Snow White and the recent Marvel's films, the actors' opinions outside of the movie really haven't done much to spur excitement. You see, with the promotion of the Wicked movie going around, things seemed to be positive, until the promotional team released a few posters for the movie, one being Ariana Grande and Cynthia's recreation of the original Wicked poster, and many fans seemed to be disappointed by it. While the original poster was a simple illustration, it perfectly captured the essence of the play. The Wicked Witch is wearing all black with a stereotypical pointed witch's hat on her head, the brim casting a shadow over her eyes, almost as if she was keeping her true intentions and feelings hidden from everyone. Her red lips contrast starkly against her green skin and are impossible to miss as they're pulled into a devious smirk as if she knows something and isn't planning on sharing the secret with anyone. The poster puts a lot of mystery around her character and the truth behind the events that transpired before Dorothy found her way into Oz. This sense of mystery is carried through to Glinda, the Good Witch, who with her completely white outfit contrasts against the Wicked Witch in everything but her eyes. Her hand covers her face as she leans in to share a secret, almost as if she's trying to hide something about her hidden self, and the green of her eyes makes one think she might not be as good as the title suggests. However, the poster for the film didn't seem to have any of the magic and mystery of the original poster, working to show off the actresses rather than what people would expect to see from the movie. That is the entire point of a movie poster, but fans were disappointed nonetheless, especially because the original was so iconic. The new one just didn't inspire any intrigue or get fans particularly excited for the film, it just looked kind of ugly. All it was just a photo of a green-skinned Cynthia staring blankly at the camera while Ariana Grande whispered something in her ear. There was just so little emotion on her face that a fan photoshopped it onto Thomas Lee's The 2000 Yard Stare, a painting depicting the effect of PTSD on soldiers in World War II. As often happens when fans don't agree with the choices made by those adopting their favorite pieces of media, one fan decided to edit the poster to better capture the magic of the original Broadway poster. All they did was paint a shadow over Cynthia's eyes, shrouding her in mystery and turning her lips red, whilst also lifting the corners of her mouth to give her the iconic smirk. They also lifted Ariana Grande's hand to hide more of her face and better match the original poster. Most people absolutely loved it, with many commenting just how much difference the red lip added and how they wished the marketing team had done something similar. But unfortunately, not everyone was so happy with this. Before we continue, have you heard about the new leading alternative to vaping and smoking? It's Flavored Air, and it's all about better habits led by Fume, the sponsor of today's video. Imagine what you'd do with your old vape once you try Fume. Would you drop it from 40,000 feet? Now, we've all had our struggles with bad habits. You think you're doing fine with it until you're out with your friends and that familiar urge comes back again. But Fume offers a better alternative, something enjoyable that fits right into your hand. With the holiday season here, Fume makes a perfect gift. It's thoughtful, useful, and promotes wellness. Because you see, Fume is a flavored air device. It's nicotine-free, it's non-toxic, and it's completely guilt-free. There's no batteries, no vapor, and nothing to charge, making it super convenient to use anywhere. Plus, it just looks amazing with its sleek, high-quality design. And what makes Fume so special is just how customizable it is, along with its delicious flavors like crisp mint and orange vanilla personally being one of my favorites. And it's also just a great tool for calming anxiety thanks to its fidget-friendly design. It's great just playing around with your fingers. So if you're looking for a gift that makes a real difference, Fume is the answer. It's not just fun, but also promotes better habits. As Fume isn't a vape, there's no vapor, no smoke, and no toxins. It's an award-winning device that's backed by doctors in the US and supported by thorough third-party safety studies. So this holiday season, you can give the gift of better habits with Fume by heading to tryfume.com/moon and use code MOON to get a free Fume topper when you order a journey pack. It's the perfect addition to make your gift even more special. And if you're lucky, you could even win one of Fume's limited edition gold-plated devices this holiday season. Again, tryfume.com/moon or just scan the QR code on screen to grab yours now and make someone's holiday unforgettable. When Cynthia saw the fan edits, she immediately took to Instagram to let the world know what she thought. Rather than commend the fan and use their post to get people excited about the movie, she declared it as the most offensive thing she'd ever seen, equal to an AI-generated video of her and Ariana Grande fighting, and inappropriate questions people asked about her body. She went on to accuse the original creator of trying to erase and degrade her, calling it deeply hurtful. Many watching the situation unfold were understandably really confused. She was talking like the fan had altered her face beyond recognition, or even put a different actress in place, which still wouldn't even really be that bad at all. It was just so bizarre and narcissistic, especially since Ariana Grande's face is the one that ends up being more hidden anyway. While her reaction could have been attributed to being the last straw in a collection of offensive comments made towards the actress after being cast in the iconic role, some felt it was more of an ego issue than anything else, with one person pointing out that Cynthia was front and center in the original poster, while Grande was more to the side, but the editor had balanced them out. This ego theory gained some more traction when another fan revealed that while Cynthia is very talented, she's also apparently a nightmare to work with, going off on a crazy tangent after someone dared to fan cast her as one of the muses in a potential Hercules live action. What confused fans even more though is that while she claims that the edited poster quote degrades us, she had no issue posting the World War II image that only included her. Some defended her, but almost everyone agreed that this was a massive narcissistic overreaction and incredibly out of touch, pointing out that she was still very recognizable as the lead, and her whole thing of just looking down the barrel of the camera directly at you just looks really weird. And the way she said this, constantly saying me, has this huge feeling of a superiority complex. And the person who made this was clearly someone who loved the original play and wanted to pay homage to it. So they were actually doing this to inadvertently promote the movie, as they thought other fans and maybe even the actors themselves would appreciate this style much more. But instead, they got dealt a narcissistic overreaction. After the whole debacle, the fan made a response to the video, re-editing Ariana Grande's Glinda to look more like the poster, and as a bit of a petty jab, gave Cynthia back an eye. But it was this horrible reaction from the main Wicked star that made people question what the rest of the film is going to be like if she has this general attitude before the movie's even been published, ringing with the same levels of out of touchness as the whole Snow White controversy that we've made past videos on. So now the main star of the movie hasn't just ruined her own reputation, but also the reputation of this upcoming movie. Her attitudes just made people really not want to watch it, as they don't want to support this actress's behavior. Now Ariana Grande has tried to do some damage control by trying to remain neutral between her co-star and the fans, telling Variety that she had respect for Cynthia and that her jump from Broadway to film was just a big adjustment, explaining that fans are going to have fun and make their edits.
The fans are going to have fun and make their edits, but of course, I have so much respect for my sister Cynthia and I love her so much and, you know, it's just a big adjustment period.
However, given the hits her own reputation has taken recently, there's really no telling how effective her words will be. And admittedly, it wouldn't be fair to blame Wicked's potential failure on the controversy surrounding its lead actresses, as there might be more to it than just that, and the film could be great. But one thing certainly becoming clear is that fans will completely reject a movie if it means not supporting a narcissistic actress. And so added on top of this horrible reaction from Cynthia, and the fact that it's very hard to adapt a Broadway musical into a major movie, Wicked could end up becoming a catastrophe. You see, in most cases, adapted source material works better as a book, play, or game. Stage productions are notoriously challenging to adapt into films because their stories often rely on the spectacle of going to the theatre and wowing audiences with tangible spectacles, on top of entertaining dancers and incredible voices. It's also much easier for audiences to suspend their disbelief for a play rather than a film, as you expect a certain level of over-the-top drama from plays, especially musicals, that isn't usually present in films. It's one of the reasons why Cats did so well as a musical, but completely bombed as a film, as the movie has almost no plot, the actors are terrible, and it just looks like an absolute joke. And so of course it never worked well, and because the actors couldn't really sing, there was just nothing there.
The world got to see James Corden as a fat pussy. He was also in the movie Cats, but no one saw that. And the reviews, oh, shocking. I saw one that said, this is the worst thing to happen to cats since dogs, right?
While Wicked does have the advantage of being an excellent play with its massive fanbase, there's no denying that its strength lies in its first act. The story is better because it's allowed to be its own thing, almost entirely separate from The Wizard of Oz, beside a few obvious details. The writers could play with the story because the witch's tales had yet to be told. There's a bunch of interesting threads and build-up, and the music is fantastic. But on the other hand, Act 2 suffers from the desperation of trying to connect the backstories introduced in Act 1 to the characters we meet in The Wizard of Oz. The music just isn't as strong, and the plot feels a little bit like it's haphazardly thrown together. This results in origin stories for characters like the Scarecrow and the Tin Man, which are very out of place, but generally are easier to accept in a theatre. But in a movie format, the splicing together of plots could become a lot more apparent, especially without the general spectacle of the theatre to keep the audience's attention. And that's without considering the fact that John M. Chu has split the film into two, as he reasoned that he wanted the space to tell the whole story without losing its depth. Unfortunately, since the cutoff point would probably be after Defying Gravity, as it would be if it were the play, Part 1 will have the stronger story and the more iconic songs. And whilst Part 1 may be decently successful, if fans can overlook Cynthia's horrible attitude, there's a good chance that without the iconic songs to back it, Part 2 will crash and burn. But it's just generally sad to see such an iconic play suffer under the poor decisions of those bringing it to life before it's even seen the light of day. And thank you, Fume, for sponsoring this video. Remember to check them out with the link in the description below.